Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. It's kedai on this daf to point out the famous Shitas HaAruch that many of us have learnt in our yeshiva days, Masechtas Ksubis, on Daf Vav, but it comes up right here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, and Tosfos actually brings a raya to the Shitas HaAruch from this Gemara. What is it? The Gemara says, after the Mishnah discusses the Malacha of Chayrish. The Gemara says, "Is Hamanachesh, is Hamakarsim, Hamazarid, different toldus of the Malacha of Chayrish." The Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan, Hatoylish Olshin, Hamazarid Zrodim, Im LaAchila, KeGregres, Im LeBehema, KeMaloi Piyagdi, Im LaHesek, KeDei LaVashel, Beitzakala." Someone who pulls out weeds and Mazarid Zrodim, Rashi says, the type of reed when they're soft, they're roy for Michael Adam. When they get a little bit harder, the roy for Machal Behema. When they're totally dry, they're meant for burning. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, if they're pulled out for Achila, they're being used for Achila, then the shear is Kegregris. If they're for the Behema, then the shear is Kemoloi Piagdi. If they're for Hesek, they're for burning, then it's Kdele Vashel, Beitza Kala. Then the Braisa says, if they're there to be Miyape, to beautify, to upgrade, to make the Kaka better for planting, Kol Shehen. Then the shear is a Kol Shehen. Asks the Gemara, Ato Kulu Lag Liyabas is a Karka. And then aren't they all benefiting the Karka? Rabo V'Rev Yosef the Amri Tarvayu Ba'agam Shanu. Discussing an Agam where there's no need to be Miyapa the Karka. Baya Amar Filu Teima B'Sada. Even we're talking about a field, the Lav Agam, which is not an Agam. You know why you're not Chayiv? Kegoin the Loiko Mechavein. Because you didn't have any Kavana. You had no Kavana to be Miyapa the Karka. That wasn't what you were doing. And even though there was an unintentional taitza'ah, an outcome of yupay karka, you're not chayiv on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara of Abaye, Varava Damri Tavayu, Moidir Reb Shimon, Reb Sigresha, Velo Yomos. Reb Shimon, who says, Dava Shem Eschav and his mother is Moidir by Reb Sigresha, Velo Yomos, meaning it's something that's certainly going to happen. This taitza'ah of yupay karka is certainly going to happen from the Maisa of the Mazarid Zrodim, the Toilish Olshin. So you should be chayiv. Reb Shimon's masking, he's Moidir that you're chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Leitzricha de Ka'ave Barad de Chavrei. You did it in your friend's property. So, therefore, it's a psigresh de loy nichale. Rashi says, loy ichpas le liyapais. You don't care about this yipoy. And therefore, Reb Shimon's not going to be moide. Look at Taisus de Bahamaschal, Leitzricha. Taisus says, Pirish ba'arach. The psigresh de loy nichale, kegoin de Ka'ave Barad de Chavrei. Kegoin ba'acher she'ein loy oyavoy. Vehakoitetz ba'heres b'shas milo she'ein loy hana'a. He quotes the second case, the Aruch brings the second case, but our case means where there's a psigresha delay nichale, and our Gemara where he did this Toilish Olsha the Mazariz Dradim Ara de Chavrei, or by a Mila, where a person is doing the Mila on a child who's not his son. So he has no hana from the fact that you're chopping off the Baharis when he does the Mila. Motel lechatchila, v'afilu ised rabban aleka, the Aruch says that this Gemara is a raya to his shita that psik resha deloy nichalei is mutter lechat chila. And Taisus goes ahead and asks from different places in Shas where it's mavur that it's not mutter lechat chila. And Taisus himself says the reason why in this Gemara it's going to be mutter lechat chila is not because it's davar shem eschavin and it's a psik resha deloy nichalei, because that's going to be usher. Rather, the next Taisus says, ba'ar de chavrei, pirush tahavya melacha she'ein tzricha lagufa, and there Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter lechatchila. Now, what is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Aruch on whether or not we say that a psik resha delay nichalei is mutter lechatchila like the Aruch says, or it's aser? So there are many different pshatim, let's say over one mahalach. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim, Mesechtas Ksubis, Ois Yurches, explains the following. He says, why is it, bechlau, that a psik resha delay nichalei Reb Shimon is Maida? We know Reb Shimon says Davar Shem Eschavin is Mutter, but he's Maida that Reb Segresha de Nichalei is Aser. Reb Chanan says, how do you understand every Reb Segresha de Nichalei? You have a Davar Shem Eschavin. That means you are Mechavin to do X, you are Mechavin to do a Maisa, over here, to do the Charisha. Then there was a Taitzah of Yipay Karka, which we're Mechavin for. So, do you say that where it's Nichalei, we consider it, we look at it like you are Mechavin also for that taitzah, Or do we say, no, we don't look like you mechava that Taitzah, and that Taitzah we don't consider a Dover HaMechavin. Rather, normally, a Dover Shem Eschavin is not connected to the Pa'ula. We say that that Taitzah which you were mechavin for, we don't see it as a chelik of the Pa'ula that you did. However, where it's a Psik Resha, and where it's Nichalei, we see it as part of the Pa'ula that you were mechavin for, and you were mechavin for the Charisha. We say that even though you were mechavin for the Taitzah of Yipay Kaka, since it's Nichalei, we consider it as part of the Taitzah, as part of the Pa'ula of the Charisha. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's a Dover Shem Eschavin, you're going to be chayiv anyway, because you're mechavin for the Pa'ula, which had that Taitzah. Now, that could be a big nafkamina, where the Taitzah is Lai Nichalei. If you say, like the first Tzad, that we look at the Taitzah as something you were mechavin for, so where it's Nichalei, that becomes a Dover HaMechavin, that's only where it's Nichalei, where it's Lai Nichalei, then it still remains a Dover Shein HaMeschavin. And that's why the Aruch is going to hold like that Tzad, where it's Lai Nichalei, it's still going to be a regular Dover Shein HaMeschavin, it's going to be Mutar L'Chatchila. However, Tosfos holds that even when you're not Mechavin for the Taitzah of the Pa'ula, but since it's Nichalei, then it becomes considered part of the Etzem Pa'ula you're Mechavin to do. Where it's Lai Nichalei, we see it as separate. We see the Taitzah that you were Mechavin for as something that's not part of this Pa'ula that we can Mechav you on Shabbos. Shabbos needs that you're mechavin for the pa'ula, for the taitzah of that pa'ula. If it's something that you're mechavin for, you're not going to be chayiv. But if it's nichalei, and we see it connected, and it doesn't matter if you're mechavin for it or not, because we see that taitzah as part of your actual pa'ula. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.